Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's right, baby. A little Toto action on a Tuesday. I think I'm like 6 for 6 ooh, on songs ooh. Today. How about that for music bingo? You want a dark horse teammate?
You?
Call your boy. I was nailing them in the pool this Sunday. My buddy's in-laws, they were playing some songs. I pulled Norman Greenbaum out of my hat.
That's a good one. Spirit in the Sky. Yeah. Nicely done. Name another Norman Greenbaum song.
That wasn't the question.
I'm just asking, can anybody no. name it? Do you even know who that is, no. Mac?
No. Brioche, bro.
Yeah. Great take.
It's a great take, man.
Brioche, oh yeah. Brioche works, man. I totally get it. I'm with you.
Somebody on the text line thank said, you. Not really understanding the brioche comment.
Yeah, that's why you got to listen all 4 hours, that's right?
Or go back in the first hour yeah. and listen. That's a tease and rewind. Great song. Well done, KC Kurt.
Yeah.
Excellent jam.
It's the brioche of songs, bro.
Yeah.
I love brioche.
Whenever I do smash burgers on the Blackstone, I always get brioche buns.
Nice.
Cody good. And Gold live in St. Joe today. They'll be joined by Drew Tranquil.
Nice.
On their show after practice.
He's the brioche bun of linebackers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Healthy and always works.
Yeah.
And you can sub him in at any time, and it makes the sandwich better. I'm telling you, man. I'm going to get you on this ciabatta thing.
Too much bread.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the only thing.
You know what's also good? A croissant breakfast sandwich. Those are also underrated.
Those are really good, too.
I love a croissant.
Yeah. You know what would actually be good? Okay. You take whatever meat you want. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's say you want pastrami. Let's say it's a Reuben. Mm-hmm. And you put it on a soft pretzel from the Landing in Liberty. Mm. Have you had the soft pretzels at the Landing in Liberty?
No.
Nope.
I told you those are the pretzels dreams are made of.
Bring them in tomorrow. It's my birthday.
I think I'm having lunch there on Thursday with a friend of mine. So I may, but the problem is you got to get it hot out the oven. Biscuit. They have a Reuben pastrami there that is, a Reuben quesadilla that is really good. No wonder Ben Maller likes to go there.
Speaking of Ben Maller, sponsored by the Landing and Liberty, he'll be on the show Thursday.
He's off this week.
Oh, he is off this week.
Yeah, he's got some things going on. I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Okay.
Well, never he'll mind. Tell you. You listen to his show, he'll tell you.
Yeah. But we are 4 weeks, count them, four. Remember when the countdown was like, we're like 85 days until we're Tony Gonzalez days away from the first football game. Mac, we're 4 days away, 4 weeks away for our next four countdown. Woo. For our next Sunday countdown, we're at four.
That's right.
Mac, let the people know what the four represents this week.
Today it'll represent something that we don't necessarily think will happen, but you know what? We got to challenge ourselves, right? As broadcasters, as sports guys, four Chiefs losses. You got to pick out four in the schedule. I know it's tough for us, especially for Bob. He's got us going 20-0, 72-0 every week.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that you're setting me up for like having to pick losses for this team, because when you look at it game by game, I don't see a loss.
I don't either.
I haven't seen a loss for 4 years. But also, I just really feel passionately like this is a team on a mission that is not only going to win games, they're here to embarrass you and to embarrass your mom and dad.
Agreed. But more than likely, they'll lose a couple games, and that's okay. And we're going to hear and pick out those four. So,
yeah, remember they lost six last year. Everyone thought the world was over.
Yeah, it was over. Right? Exactly.
Oh my God, the regular season. I remember my year-end meeting with Spector. He's like, you really need to, you know, say something about these wide receivers. I'm like, why? Well, because they, I go, you do realize like the regular season doesn't mean anything, right? Ah, this isn't a Super Bowl team. Thanks, Steven.
Go ahead, Mac.
You start with me. Okay, great. Yeah. Sorry, this Serbian-Australia basketball game.
You into that
distracting
one?
Me. Yeah, it's distracting
don't
me.
Don't spoil
it's
it.
Coming down to it.
Damn
yeah,
it.
My bad, my bad.
I'm going to go home later today and watch these games. Please do not spoil Serbia versus Australia.
So a lot of people thinking, okay, well, one of their losses is going to have to be in the first two games, right? They got the Ravens, they got the Bengals. Well, not for me, at least. I think since the last few months have started, since before training camp, since they've even tied their cleats on, they've been thinking about the Ravens. They've been thinking about their main rival, Joe Burrow, coming back to Arrowhead. And they once tried to name Burrowhead.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're going to take care of those first two games. I think they've already got the, what do we call it, the script, the first 20 plays for Baltimore. I think they're getting the script ready for Cincinnati. But that week three game at Atlanta, primetime Sunday night football. They got a new look offense over there in Atlanta. I think Kirk Cousins gets the best of Mahomes on primetime. One of the few times he'll get a win on primetime. That's their first loss. They'll overlook at Falcons. The Buffalo Bills, we know they know how to beat the Chiefs in the regular season. It's at Buffalo this week or this year. Week 11, the Chiefs lose at Buffalo. And then week 16, C.J. Stroud comes to Arrowhead. The only home loss I have for Kansas City will be against that Texans team. And then week 18, they don't have to start their starters. They got the number one seed locked up at Denver. They'll take a loss, but it doesn't matter.
All right. So that's where you're going with your losses this year. Feet to the fire. You have to make me pick losses. Like, you have to do
have
it, Bob.
To do
it's
it.
Part of the game. You've got to play along. I'm like, okay, fine. 15-0 to start the season. They lose to Houston, and they lose to Denver at the end of the year because they're not playing any starters. That's where I'm coming up with two losses on the schedule. I'm not doing four.
Not
I don't even want to do two. This team, I'm telling you, this may be the most glorious football season we have ever seen in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to pick four, Atlanta's a hiccup game. And somebody asked earlier, they're like, why would you pick Atlanta? Look, I don't know if they're necessarily going to lose. I just had to put my mind and think about theories of how they could lose games.
Put your money on your mind?
Yeah, my money on my mind and my mind on my money.
That's right.
And the thing that's interesting about that is, you know, they always seem to have that game that just kind of is a weird, like, you watch the first half, you're like, something's off. That could be that game. Two big bangers right out of the way with Baltimore and Cincinnati at home. You have to travel for the first time. Atlanta's geared up, ready to go. You lose that one. You lose in Cleveland when you play that weird three games in 10 days around the holiday season. You lose the last game of the year to the Denver Broncos because nobody plays. It's Carson Wentz throwing it to Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney, and then he feels Mahomes' pain from the year before and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe these guys were actually starters. And then along the way, somewhere in there, you lose another one. Maybe it's Houston. You don't go undefeated at home. But if you had to lose four, I'm Atlanta, Houston, Cleveland, and Denver. I kind of take both of your guys' things, add them together, give the four losses. One doesn't make sense. It's just the hiccup game that gives you no sort of relevance of what the team looks like. The other one's the last game of the season where they don't really care. Denver's already thinking about Fiji. And then the other two, possibly in Cleveland during the weird scheduling, or it's getting ready to go through that little weird 10-game stretch or 10-day stretch. And then if you're going to pick a team that might get their Super Bowl victory, maybe it's the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, or maybe it's Houston and Kansas City. If I had to put my money where I think it could go, honestly, I think you might drop that game up against Buffalo because, hey, that's their Super Bowl.
That is their Super Bowl. I could see the regular season affair in Buffalo going in favor of the Bills because they seemingly love that game, and that's like what they gear themselves up for every year.
Lots of tables will be broken.
But I can't get past the fact that I really do believe that this is a team on a mission this year. This is a team that is going to win and embarrass you and make you hide as another fan base going, I don't want to watch this beatdown that's taking place on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
From the 816, no way they lose to Houston, but that's me.
Okay. No way. Wow.
There's always a way. I mean, things do happen over the course of a season. You know?
Houston's good.
And Houston's a really good team, and it's going to be a big game for them coming into Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah.
From the 6-2-0, the 72 Dolphins will not be popping champagne this year.
No, they will not be, because the Chiefs will be 20-0, hoisting Lombardi and celebrating a world championship.
And then 913 says their four losses are Cincinnati, Buffalo, Houston, and the Chargers.
Well, the Chargers.
I can tell you why it won't be Cincinnati. Because for some apparent reason, in a year where the Chiefs could do something historic and could be the most dominant team of all time, they're getting the most ammo for the entire season as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ja'Marr Chase, I'm not going to say his name. Las Vegas Raiders have a Kermit the Frog puppet with a Patrick Mahomes headband and hairstyle. And then John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson's one of the best quarterbacks, if not that we're going to try to make him the best quarterback of all time. Well, if that's the case, he's got to go on a six-year run that's hotter than what Mahomes and Bobby Witt have currently done in the starts of their career combined. And that's not going to happen. And all of these sort of things seem to be like unnecessary. And then when you throw in what happened over the weekend where they said the fourth best player in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's not even ranked the highest quarterback. So there's right. another sort of poke to the bear. And I just find myself, and Bob, you know, you've done this for a while, but and I was trying to think about this last night when we're looking at the rundown. I'm going, okay, which one's worse? Ja'Marr Chase, even though he found out it wasn't Patrick Mahomes, it was actually Tyreek Hill, but still won't say his name. Kermit the Frog.
I think that's the least one right there.
Kermit the Frog is lazy. It's been done before, but they had a prop, so that's a little interesting. And then Mahomes fought back with, I'll take care of it when it needs to be taken care of.
Right.
Then there's the John
what
Harbaugh.
What date is that Raider game? At the Raiders, October 27th. Yeah. Get your popcorn.
And then there's the John Harbaugh, which I don't know if it's necessarily a shot at Mahomes, but you don't mention Mahomes. You think somebody can be better that's never won a meaningful playoff game. And then there's the top four. And that's the one that's interesting because not only is he not number one, but he's not the number one quarterback on the list.
And his former teammate that they traded is ahead of him.
Yeah, and you know that that's Tyreek Hill's, you know, well, now I've got a Super Bowl ring, a Pro Bowl All-Pro. I'm probably the best wide receiver in the game right now. Oh, and I'm the best player in the top 100. That's cute. You got shoved to the dirt, and you cost your team the game last year, but yet you're still the best player in the NFL, whereas mm-hmm. Mahomes didn't have a receiver to throw to until week eight.
Right, which is really bizarre, because I do believe that the voting was done on this on January or December 26th. Everybody watched Christmas Day and went, man, Patrick Mahomes just doesn't have it anymore, right? I think Spectre right. voted in this category as well. And I think they saw that game, and they figured, okay, he had just fallen off. At that time, the Tyreek Hill hype train was going in a big way and whatnot, and I think Lamar was having himself a hell of a season. They ended up being the one seed, as we know. So people were falling back in love with Lamar coming off the contract and the pooping of his pants on that one game where he ran into the locker room. Like the whole nine yards, people were excited. Christian McCaffrey married Olivia Culpo over the winter, so people were excited about that as well. All three of those guys ahead of Patrick Mahomes were knocked out of the postseason by Patrick Mahomes as well, which I thought was a very interesting stat.
Mm.
And so I think this is the one, guys, that really is like truly going to rub Patrick Mahomes, because not only was he not ranked the best player in the NFL, which he is, mm-hmm. he wasn't ranked as the best quarterback in the NFL. And I think that's the one that's really going to stick in his craw. And that's why I believe mm-hmm. he's a man on a mission this year.
Who were the top three ahead of Mahomes? I believe it was Tyreek Hill. How'd his season end?
I think we beat him, Dusty.
Okay. Who was number two? Lamar Jackson?
Pretty sure we
how
beat
his
him.
Season end
pretty
at sure home in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and then it was Christian McCaffrey, and his season ended how?
Oh yeah, we beat him in the Super Bowl.
And then the fourth best player did what? Beat all three of those guys in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what are we doing?
You're correct.
Here? What are we doing here? Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
I think we're being punked on the text line with something that I want to get to Royals related.
Good tease. Also, Bob's going to tell you some other good information you can find out. Plus, on the other side, some tax, some stadium, and some band that, well, I don't really like. Bob does. Mac doesn't know they exist. That's the relatability of this show. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
You know, this video was filmed in my hometown. I got to watch this video being filmed. Biggest thing to happen to Wharton, New Jersey.
You know, Alex Gold was in a TV movie.
I saw that, yeah. Not the movie.
Hallmark movie?
Yeah, but I haven't seen it yet. I can tell you the plot. People are going to fall in love and live happily ever after, right?
Is that the name of it?
I don't know what the name of it is. Winning Season or something? I don't know.
A Chiefs Christmas?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. 913-586-7610. What are your best titles for the Chiefs Hallmark movie? A three-peat Christmas?
A three-peat Christmas would be good, yeah. Chris Jones not practicing today with a stinger, they're saying. Oh, no.
He's got a stinger.
Yep.
Never good.
You know, it's amazing, like training camp. People are up there and they break down everybody who's not playing. And then the regular season starts when they get back here. Nobody knows who's practicing until Andy tells you afterwards. Well, Chris Jones isn't practicing. They got a stinger. He looks happy coming down the hill that he doesn't have to practice today.
You ever fall down that hill when you were out there?
No.
I mean, I know people have.
Yeah. Did you?
I got close, but I like had a little slip. And then I just said, you know what? I'm just going to walk over to this side because getting a golf cart out there is like getting a taxi cab in the 90s in New York. And I've never been to New York, but I can imagine. I'm like, cart? Like, nah, we got
somebody else.
We got a water guy back here that needs it more than you.
Yeah, exactly. No, you can just walk. You need the exercise. We all do. You don't need to take the golf cart. Right. Remember, somebody did steal a golf cart from Binkley. Neil Jones did that a few years ago.
Yeah, that was a Richard move.
Yeah, that really was. Richard of the week. Yeah, that guy.
Not only that, he was housing a dog, and he just had like his mouth full. He's like, I got it now, nerd. Like, I thought Binkley
was going to. He stole the cart from a man with MS.
I thought Binkley was going to choke slam him.
Oh, And nobody would have cared if Binkley did that at that point in time, right?
Binkley looked at me and I said, man, you're shaking. Is it because
of
the heat?
Were you there when this happened?
I got there later. I said, oh, man, I go, you're shaking. Is it because of the heat? He goes, nah, I'm about to beat somebody's ass. I was like, oh, okay.
I was like, I don't know if I want to see you do that, dude. I mean, like, Binkley would absolutely maul somebody.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it was a Richard move. I mean, the guy has MS and a cane, and you jumped him in line for the golf cart? Like, who does that?
Oh, I took a shot at Neil last year. We got down there on a Saturday, and he tried to jump the line that we had to go through practice and check.
Notorious line jumper, yeah. Him and Cody Tapp.
And there was one side, all of us, and the other side, he just popped right over. And I just went, oh, like very loud. I said, oh, must be nice, Neil. All of us here that waited, and you just jumped all of us. And he turned around, and he just goes, really? I said, I didn't say a lie, did I? And then we haven't said anything since.
Well, kind of like the guy in the parking lot yesterday. We were in a parking lot yesterday having breakfast. Guy pulls in like and Dusty goes, great job with the parking. Thank you.
He was right outside the building.
Oh, yeah. Why is he here?
Dude, the guy parked diagonal in a parking spot. He said, great parking job. He just goes, thank you.
Thank you.
The guy did not give a rip about how he parked, and he parked like an absolute Richard of the day.
I mean, my friend Bobby, who works over at the J, we send each other pictures all the time of like misplaced parking jobs in Johnson County.
Dude.
I don't know if that would be a good like Instagram account or right, like Joko Parkers or anything like that, but my God, the way that some people just park, they just don't care, and then it screws it up for everybody. It's a sign of you being selfish. Or a really bad driver. One or the other, and neither are acceptable at this point in time.
I used to do a thing on Snapchat called DOD, which stood for blank of the day. Uh-huh. And I would just take pictures of people's parking lot parking because it was just absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I saw one the other day, and I think you saw it as well. Somebody parked horribly, and somebody put a prophylactic on their windshield and said, please do not reproduce.
Yeah. Durex.
That was great. I loved it. I'm like, yes. Finally, somebody telling the truth. I want to read this text, okay? We got from the 816 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. We're talking Royals earlier about Zerpa, and we said he wasn't very good. This guy texts in, and I don't know if I'm being punked or not on this one. Zerpa was sharp, 97 to 99. Sox got lucky with multiple hits down the line. Everything they hit was falling. They raked him.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And I said, oh, please, that can't be a real take on Zerpa. He was awful. Well, everyone has bad outings. He's got the stuff. More times than not, he's stranding runners. Personally, I still believe in him. Mm-hmm. Well, last night gives you nothing to believe in when it comes to Angel Zerpa.
He was terrible.
He was awful last night. I don't know if that's his, you know, family texting in or Q or whoever.
Hey, Matt.
So I don't know, man. Like, Zerpa, like, you're taking up, like, you know, the wool or whatever it is for Angel Zerpa from last night. They got to find a way, man. That bullpen's got to find a way to get this thing figured out.
And speaking of people's family texting in, only in the Midwest would we analyze crappy parking.
No, I think we analyze it everywhere because it screws up everything for everybody. The entire row gets jacked up.
Yeah, you ever been to a sporting event and some guy's double parked and you're like,
you son of a... Yeah, yeah, it's awful.
Look, there's an open spot. Never mind, though. Speaking of parking and stadiums and all that sort of stuff, a sales tax revenue in a local place that seems to be opening your mindset again on stadium talk?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, everybody got all kind of wild and crazy when it came to the stadium. They didn't want to pay for the stadium. Well, what's going on in DeSoto right now should be eye-opening for everybody. They're building the Panasonic plant right now, right? It's a $4 billion battery plant that's opening in DeSoto, Kansas next year. It's not even open yet, right? It's just the construction that's going on right now. And from Fox 4, city residents are already getting a better idea for how that massive investment will change their property values and property taxes. Quote, we're in the extremely enviable position of being able to present to the public a 2025 budget that reduces the city property tax rate by a third, DeSoto City Administrator Michael somebody said. That comes out to city property tax bills that will be about $150 to $200 cheaper for the average homeowner in DeSoto. And they're able to do that because they're building this plant out there. All the construction workers and everybody building this plant are going to DeSoto, spending their money at Casey's or the restaurants there, generating sales tax that they've never seen before. And now they have a budget surplus because of that. And what are they doing? They're giving that money back to their residents. And so when the stadium stuff goes on and people talk about how, oh, my God, it's no good for communities, ask DeSoto how a public investment in this Panasonic plant has helped them generate less property tax for their residents. They're winning right there, right? That's a big win for DeSoto residents. $150 to $200 per property owner, per homeowner. Taxes are going down because of that battery plant. That's what progress is all about. People will come to your town. Think about how many people would be building a stadium in downtown KCMO, utilizing the restaurants, the bars, the stores, everything in that area, generating tax revenue. They say 60% of that revenue that would have been generated with the 3/8-cent sales tax would have come from outside Jackson County residents. So the fact that this thing still failed to me is bizarre. And if and when it comes up for a vote again, think about what's going on in DeSoto. Property taxes are going down, and that thing hasn't even opened yet. Imagine what the construction of stadiums is going to bring when it comes to construction workers and folks spending money and giving right back to the community. That's what it's all about. And that was the short-sightedness that people didn't see when they voted no and yelled at everybody to vote no because it may have put, you know, a flower shop out of business or something like that. That really wasn't going to happen. It was going to generate more revenue for everybody.
Yeah, that's always the thing. When athletes come to town, you're like, okay, well, when the Dodgers come visit Kansas City and they go down to the plaza and they spend money, guess where that, you know, sales tax goes towards?
Goes to the 3/8-cent sales tax being paid by out-of-towners, being paid by visitors. I mean, there's only so many car rental taxes that you can put on there, but that 3/8-cent sales tax, when it gets paid by overwhelmingly the majority of people from outside the county, it was just really short-sighted. It ended up not being a great campaign, you know, by the Royals and Chiefs to get that thing done. But I hope when they, you know, if they look for public money again, they cite this DeSoto thing. Look, a battery plant is bringing in money where it reduces the property tax rate for everybody in town. That's a great sign. That's what needs to be considered when we talk about these projects.
I do want to have a little bit of fun as we transition into you talk about stadiums. What could become more of a, I guess, an abundance of is concerts.
Mm-hmm.
We were informed that Aerosmith, one of your favorite bands,
I wouldn't say they're one of my favorites, no.
Probably were. They're retiring as a band.
It's a legendary band.
And
no, it is. I mean, they're a legendary band. Whether you like them or not, I don't like the Beatles, but I know they're a legendary band.
We just put Aerosmith and the Beatles in the same sentence.
Huh.
Yeah, sure. Steven Tyler, whatever. But they're done. And maybe there's a lot of people out there that are diehard Aerosmith fans that either saw them or didn't. And you brought up the question of, is there a performer or performers or band or bands that you didn't get to see that you regret that you never went and saw?
Yeah, I think there are a couple for me. My daughter said to me when Jimmy Buffett died, she said, Dad, I really regret not getting to see him in person. I'm like, oh my God, my heart's broken.
I was
going to
say, that's
right?
Pretty cute because she's way too young.
She's 14, but I mean, like, you know, she like I really regret not seeing him in person. I'm like, damn, okay. So Friday night, she says to us, or I guess it was Saturday night, she goes, I found tickets for Billy Joel in St. Louis that are really cheap on the floor. And we're like, She's like, I really want to go see Billy Joel. So what did we do? We bought the tickets. We're going to see Billy Joel in September, right? Mm. So I'm not going to let her have that, like, where she didn't get to see somebody that she wanted to see and then have that regret later on in life. So we're going to go see Billy Joel. But I think the answer for me would probably be Michael Jackson or Frank Sinatra. And I also look at myself and say, I wish I would have seen Jimmy Buffett more in person. I only saw him, what, two or three times in person. So I wish I would have seen him more in person than what I did.
Mac, you got an artist or somebody that you wish you would have seen live?
I gotta say, yeah, I'm impressed by your daughter, because I don't have, even me at 26, almost 26, I don't have anyone that I regret not seeing, because I just feel like I'm too young. I have a lot of people that I haven't seen yet that I want to see.
Go see them. They may be dead.
Yeah, no, 100%. This conversation is making me want to get tickets.
I feel like your genre would have been like, you probably would have wished you to see Mac Miller live.
Got to see him live in high school.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so but you're right. He'd be number one. Literally, I'm very lucky. Got to see him live.
Mine is Tom Petty. Really regret not seeing Tom Petty. One of my favorite artists of all time. Prince. I wish I would have had time to see Prince. And then Buffett. My dad's a huge Parrothead. You met my father.
Yeah.
He's a huge Parrothead. And he said it's just a great venue. But then there were some instances where Jimmy Buffett and Kansas City didn't quite get along with the ticket sales and the revenue that it was in. He said, I will never be back. So unfortunately. And one I need to get to go see that I haven't seen yet is Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, I saw them at Sandstone in 2004. Sat in the second row for that. That was wild, man.
I'll see Blink-182 for the third time on Friday, though. Can't wait for that. I got to make sure I see him, because I don't know how much longer they're going to keep doing this thing. But
I saw Chris Cornell yesterday. Somebody tweeted out a
you didn't see him yesterday.
No, but the video yesterday of him singing Nothing Compares to You.
Gosh, he was.
Oh, my God.
Makes me want to go back and listen to Temple of the Dog.
Oh.
I'm going hungry. We wrap this show up on the other side, and we talk more about the Royals, what can come up tonight. Plus, we'll get you all the Chiefs camp stories that we can get you and set you up for Cody and Gold at 10 a.m. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio. Back here on Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Final few segments of the show. That's a tough one if we go back to what I was talking about with the whole concert I'd love to see. Tom Petty, Prince, or Jimmy Buffet.
All three good ones, right?
Yeah. I just feel like if you go to Jimmy Buffett concert, nobody's in a bad mood.
God, I love Natalie Imbruglia back in the day. No, Jimmy Buffett concerts, they say Disney World's the happiest place on earth. Jimmy Buffett concerts, the happiest place on earth.
Solid pull by Natalie Imbruglia. Yeah, this is a cover band.
Yeah, but like the original one. Like that song's 25 years old now.
She was a 26 years old star before she was a singer.
In Australia.
Yeah.
And that was her only hit, and she never did anything after that. Boy, I was in love with her. She had beautiful eyes.
Lying naked on the floor.
So many people have just one hit.
Well, I mean, if that's all you need, right?
Yeah.
If all you need is one hit, then I guess you get royalties the rest of your life.
The rest of your life, yeah.
I mean, the outfield, man. Best one-hit wonder of all time.
From the 913, Mac just opened up a core memory with that open song there. The 90s were supreme. Yes, I agree with you. Yes.
I remember watching that video on TRL.
Oh, my God. TRL was the best. Mac's like, huh?
No, I don't know.
Total Request Live.
Good Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. That show was must-see TV.
Yeah, it was great. I used to love those.
Back when Britney Spears was hitting the scene.
I was telling somebody the other day that I loved how you go home, and it was actually in the pool on Sunday. My sister and I get home from school. We'd watch Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, yeah.
And then at 4 o'clock, we'd watch TRL.
TRL, yeah.
And, I mean, it was awesome because we'd try to see, you know, how long is the number one movie going to, or how long is the number one song going to stay at number one? How long is, you know, yada, yada, yada. Who's going to be the guest today? And I just remember, I remember going home in Supermarket Sweep, and we'd stand there and try to beat each other in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, you know.
You always went for the gold hams in that Supermarket Sweep,
that was one,
right? You
had that, to get those. And a lot of people got the candy and the coffee.
Yeah, the coffee was always a big buy, too.
But the coffee took a little bit of time. And then
you had to grind it.
And then I always loved, I told my sister, I was always the guy that would go get the bonuses. Like the big inflatable
things.
Because sometimes they'd be like $700 or $500. And then you had the ultimate, the Supermarket Sweep at the end.
Yeah. No, it was a great show, man. It really was. But yeah, but Total Request Live, it really was like must-see TV. Like after you watched Headline Sports at 15 and 30, you were watching Total Request Live. That was a great show. Great show. Back when MTV played music.
Yeah. I remember people would just be out in Times Square and they look over the glass window and be like, oh my gosh, all these people here to see Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Now nobody's seeing Justin Timberlake.
That's sad. All of a sudden, he's no longer, huh?
Well, you know, you get your heart broken with some humble response where you get a DUI and you're like, this is going to cost the world tour. And the cops
what
like,
world
the
tour?
What world tour? Who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, if you're Justin Timberlake, you literally pull the Homer Simpson back into the bushes, right? Or like Grandpa Simpson coming in, seeing the crowd turning around and walking out. Like, he was done with that. Like, you really do feel bad for Justin Timberlake. That's a big kick to the balls, man.
I mean, that's just an ego check.
Yeah. I mean, damn, man, I'm Justin Timberlake, and this is what I'm getting? I used to date Britney Spears.
Yep. I remember when Joe Dirt was on TRL. I was on TRL in the audience, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, and City High was the performer.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Supermarket Sweep was my blank. No doubt about it, dude. I love that show. Pretty sure they put it on Netflix. Speaking of a sweep, not going to happen in the Boston series. Royals dropped the first game of the series. Need to win the next two, at least in my opinion. Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, your two top guys of the staff. Brady Singer didn't do it last night. You got a little bit of concern that he's not getting it done against potential playoff teams?
Well, against Boston both times, he's not been that great, right? I mean, he was okay last night, gave him an opportunity to win the game, but he put runners on base. The bullpen didn't get the job done, and here we sit with a loss to the Red Sox. I have a little concern about that, right? How he's going to pitch against playoff teams. He's going to have a few more tests, obviously, before we get to the playoffs. But I'm concerned about the bullpen, Dusty. I really am. I think it's time now to have an open conversation with, what did you say, 49 games or something like that to go in the season. Is there somebody that we can rely on out there in the bullpen? And I don't know the answer to that question. Other than Ursaig, who's only been here a hot minute, I'm not sold on Hunter Harvey. I think that was a guy that we were expecting to come in and be automatic, right? He's reminding me more of those dudes we acquired from San Diego in like 17, you know, that whole crew of relievers that didn't do any good, than he is reminding me of Wade Davis. Not that everybody's going to be Wade Davis, but we've got to start having this bullpen kind of iron itself out to the point where we know who's going to be reliable in these last 49 games. And other than Ursaig right now, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know who those guys are that we can truly rely on. We'd like to rely on Bubic. I don't know if he's there yet, in my opinion. People have thrown Alec Marsh out there. We don't know what he's going to do out of the bullpen. So we need to get to a place now in these last 49 games where the bullpen doesn't cost us games, because those are the worst kind of losses, man. Last night, you're in it, you're fighting, you're battling, and then Zerpa comes in and lights that thing and walks away like Nick Schwert, you know, at a bar fight, right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the bullpen right now, and I'm looking at the bullpen with concern. And I think it's fair to have concern, because you can blow leads against the White Sox and the Tigers. Mm-hmm. You start doing that against the Twins and the Guardians and the Phillies and the Red Sox, you're not going to be able to get back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, the thing to me about it is that it seems like, and maybe I don't think I'm overreacting here, but it seems like, at least from a fan's perspective, is that these ones hurt more.
Yeah.
Because these are the ones that you have one of three ways to look at it. One, you want to show you belong. Two, you want to prove that you can keep your clout where you're at. And three, losing sucks. And losing like that's even worse when all of a sudden it's 9-4 and you're like, well, crap, it's in the eighth inning. What are we going to do now? Yeah, Vinny hits a home run, it's great. You know, Bobby hits a base hit, whatever, and all this sort of thing. But when your relief pitcher doesn't give you a chance, right. I'm not saying that, and I think Hunter Harvey's all right. I don't think he's in, I don't think we're in panic mode. Now, has it been, you know, 1-2-3 bread and butter every time he goes out there, but he's not giving up 4 or 5 runs.
Right.
He's not, and I know, it's what it is. And like you said, a lot of people have that 14, 15, 16 bullpen kind of in their head where it was just three guys shut out baseball, 7th, 8th, 9th.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing too is that it's Boston in your home stadium, where now to split the season series, you got to go 2-2 in these last two games. It's also a team that you don't like seeing win. And the way that they won that game was just in that moment where Zerpa just absolutely just could not get anybody out. And the thing that you want to see is this one of those things where it's just like a hiccup in the road with Angel Zerpa, or was it noticeable earlier than leaving him out there later? Now, again, they didn't have anybody up throwing in the bullpen, so you can't just stop the game, put somebody in there. But maybe now, you know, when you look at things precaution when it comes into the bullpen, maybe now it's okay if Zerpa gets up and somebody else gets up at the same time. And it's like, hey, I don't have any distrust in you. I don't want you to look at it this way. But if things do go south, we do have a way to have somebody ready to go. We can take this guy out who's bringing gas cans to the mound.
I'll be honest with you, Dusty. At this point of the year, I don't care about feelings of Major League Baseball right. players, yeah, yeah. right? Like, if you're not getting the job done, tough. I'm not here to coddle you anymore. We gave you this opportunity for the first 120 games of the season, right? And if you didn't grasp it by then and you didn't show us in the first 120 that yeah. you can be relied on in the last 40, I'm sorry if your feelings are going to be hurt and you're going to be upset, toughen up.
And the thing, too, is that there's two different responses on the text line. The biggest problem is that 10 years ago, we got too spoiled.
I'm not even comparing it to what we had 10 years ago. I'm just watching what we have now.
And I think that's what from a lot of the future or a lot of the fan base is at. I think it's just like, well, how is it so hard? I mean, three outs in the eighth inning, three outs in the ninth inning, very tough work.
Very tough, yeah. The and later you get, the harder it is.
Somebody says, four, you lost your left-handed minor league pitcher for these relievers that can't pitch. To say they can't pitch is kind of because Irsig is done fine. Hunter Harvey hasn't been terrible. You didn't give up anything for Zerpa, and you still got Bubic and Marshall come back from AAA as soon as they get his role figured out. And maybe he's the type of role that maybe if last night you notice that Brady Singer didn't have it, you're like, hey, Marsh, I need you to go in there from the fifth to the seventh. And mm-hmm. then you have a guy coming in the eighth and ninth, and you keep the bandage tight on the wound that was early set. But the one thing is that as long as the bullpen doesn't let it get out of reach, I'm never going to not think this team's out of it. Even my own stepmother last night goes, well, maybe this game will turn around because they do very well against opponents' bullpens.
Yeah.
I said, look at you getting all in on this team. And that's the thing is that this team does fight. The offense is there. You go 1-6, I think people are now officially comfortable with.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. If you do have Mikel at the top, then you go Bobby, Vinny, Sal, Massey, Renfro, or reverse those last two together. And then it's like, okay, Kyle Isbell, Garrett Hampson, and Frazier. That's the bottom of your lineup. Sorry, we're not the Yankees or the Dodgers. You don't have 1-9 as guys that could just be ultimate ringers. But you've got a Melendez off the bench. You've got a Paul DeJong off the bench, or you could have them start and give other guys up. Freddie Fermin, who started last night. So again, I don't think the panic button needs to be pushed towards the season because of a heartbreaking loss. It doesn't help. It doesn't make you feel great about
it. But these are the teams that you're going to need to beat in October,
and
right?
Every series, no matter whether it's...
Being good against the White Sox, quite frankly, doesn't count. You took care of business. You beat a team that's lost 21 in a row.
Right. And you're still a game and a half above Boston.
Yeah.
So even worst case scenario, you might be a half game out of the third place wild card. But you're staying close to Minnesota, game and a half behind Minnesota. You're five behind Cleveland. So not only is the wild card spot there, second and third, not only is the division there first, the best record in baseball in the American, or the best record in the American League is also still plausible and on the table.
Still out there.
So again, I understand that these sort of losses, the way they happen, is tough. But again, there's still no time to panic, or there's you just don't need to worry about that as of now. Now, if they were to do this again tonight and tomorrow night, Thursday, we're having a serious conversation.
Yeah, right. Like I'm not in the business of coddling professional athletes, and I think we need to get out of that mindset when it comes to the baseball team. These are paid professionals. They need to go out there and get the job done, right? We've coddled long enough. They've proven that they can win at this level. Now it's the time of the year where you really have to assert yourself and really show what you're made of. And you know, if you're play well now, well, then there's going to be no October. So we've got to find a way to get this bullpen running on all cylinders and being consistent. And that may be leaving your starters out there for a longer period of time right now. You feel in good shape with Lugo. You feel in good shape with Reagans and Waka and Singer. You feel good with those guys out there. So maybe it's time to trust them and to say to them, hey, while we're trying to figure out this bullpen thing, we're going to need you guys to go seven. We're going to need you to go seven every night. We'll figure out ways to do 8 and 9. But I just think it's very important right now for this bullpen to start showing some consistency against good teams. Showing consistency against the Tigers and the White Sox, you're supposed to win those games. That's nice. It doesn't count. This is now nut-cutting time. With all of these teams that are coming up, they're all postseason teams. Let's see how we stack up.
Royals are 63-51, 12 games above 500. They went 12-1 versus the White Sox.
Yeah.
There's a reason why going 12-1 against Chicago is pretty awesome.
Right. News flash, Bob. The other team are paid professionals, too. You act like they should go 162-0. You want to make the playoffs? Step up your game. Again, I'm not coddling these guys. They're paid professionals. Stop making excuses for them.
Right. I mean, I get it. People are frustrated. But again, you're frustrated because you care. You're frustrated because you're all in, and you're frustrated because it hurt last night because you care and because you're all in. That's right. Why it happens this way. Thanks, Coach. This is 162. Mm-hmm. Now we're all of a sudden getting people about getting Will Smith back in the rotation.
Oh, God, yeah.
Remember, he was put on a plank on the cruise ship. Walk the plank, Will.
Right.
Cody and Gold will have Drew Tranquil today live at camp in St. Joe.
Can he pitch the eighth?
I bet he could. He did pretty good filling in wherever they needed him last year.
Yeah.
Middle linebacker, outside linebacker, just be a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
Probably reason why Willie Gay's not on this team this year, plus the
good
rise
reason.
Of the ocean. No practice for Chris Jones today as he has a stinger?
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a stinger? You ever had one in your neck where you couldn't turn to your left and look through the other side of traffic? Probably the worst pain you could have in your
neck. It sucks. I got some real breaking news here.
Okay.
Sit down. Are you sitting?
I hope.
You sitting, Mac?
Yeah.
Okay, turn your mic on.
Okay.
Got your mic on. I want genuine reaction when I read this.
I'm excited.
Florida International University is selling its football naming rights to Pitbull.
Yes. Come again?
Florida International University is selling its football stadium naming rights to Pitbull.
The singer?
The singer. That's right. For $1.2 million per year. For the next 5 seasons, the Panthers will change its stadium name to Pitbull Stadium.
Okay.
Now, there are two ways to look at that. You take the money, right? If you're Florida International University, yeah. Right? You take that as a cash grab. How egotistical are you to pay $1.2 million to slap your name on a stadium?
And just call it Pitbull Stadium?
Pitbull Stadium.
Should have called it the Pit Bowl.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. It
took me 3 seconds.
Mr. Worldwide Stadium or something, yeah.
Oh, that would actually be pretty cool.
Mr. Worldwide?
My kids went to his concert 6 months ago whenever he was playing at Sprint Center.
It's going down.
They said it was great. Like, I think he's...
They said it was great?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he's very entertaining. But $1.2 million to plaster your name on the stadium?
Crazy.
That's unbelievable.
Losing to Boston's not a good sign, boys, but 2 out of 3 versus Boston is a must. Couldn't agree more on those two texts. For Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply cool to care. Stay safe and stay kind. Kansas City, we love you. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.